The first anniversary of the September 11th attacks doesn't come until next week, but you wouldn't know it from newspapers, television, and yes, this radio program. Anniversary coverage has been all over the media for almost a month. Marvin Kalb, senior fellow at Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, is with us. He was a correspondent for CBS television for many years. Why all this coverage in advance, do you think, Mr. Kalb?
It's a huge story. Let's face it. The United States has not been subjected to a 9/11 since Pearl Harbor, 1941. So the idea that the American press would be fully absorbed in the story and want to give as much detail and reminiscence of the deepest, most sensitive sort, to me, is perfectly natural.
Any concerns, however, about, this is a terrible phrase to use in this connection, but overkill on the part of coverage and the press?
There is that danger. There is that risk. I think that responsible executive producers and correspondents are sitting there and saying, hey, aren't we overloading the dice on this one? Aren't we doing too much? Shouldn't we pull back? But the nature of the beast is such that it cannot pull back. There's such a concern today about ratings, about money, about where we are on the ladder, that you have to play it safe, which means in this world, do it all the way. And that is going to happen whether we like it or not.
What about those images over and over and over again? The plane striking the one tower, both of those towers crumbling. We will see them. We've seen them ad infinitum. We will see them even more in these coming days. Isn't that the danger? You simply get numb to it and you forget what it was all about, what the consequences were of that.
I think that is a very real danger. There's no question that a number of the networks, I know this for a fact, are going to cut back quite deliberately on the number of times that they show that picture. However, they're going to show it, and they're going to show it a lot. Even if you showed it once or twice, it might still have the same emotional impact on the American people. But if you give it to them 10 or 12 times, a numbness may well set in. And then it's a historical loss, in a sense. It isn't dealing with the true hugeness of the story itself.
Well, and a psychological loss as well.
And for anybody who was touched personally, of course, a huge, deep, emotional, psychological loss.
Again, about what television in particular, because it's such a powerful medium, does. I was here in Washington the day of the attacks and in the days following. And at some point, I got in the car and drove across the Potomac River and took a look at the Pentagon because I felt television was sanitizing it for me as much as it showed me those pictures, that there was something about the fact of the frame around it that made it a picture like any other picture. People who went to Ground Zero and visited that site said they had no idea of the extent of it from seeing all the horror of it on television. And there is that, too. There's that sense of the framing, the freezing a moment, which takes away reality at the same time that it shows it to you.
Yeah, and I think that's a wonderful way of putting it, too, because it does tend to frame the central question about television news, and that is that it feels that it must present the news as drama. The cameraman, excuse me, the camera person, might well be aware that there's a lot going on around the frame that he or she is showing. And you are drawn toward the most dramatic moment, issue, whatever. So you're looking at something narrow by definition, not broad, not real, although it is real, but it's just a piece of reality.
Marvin Kalb admitting the media have their limitations. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mr. Kalb is a senior fellow at the Joan Shorenstein Center for the Press.